Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon is asking the county legislature to give his administration the flexibility to make up to 250 layoffs amid an ongoing fiscal crisis of $80 to $100 million due to the pandemic. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the layoffs could save the county $6 million by the end of the year.
McMahon says they can't wait any longer for financial help from the federal government.
We're out of time on this. Certainly there's going to be some reorganization efforts in September.
The federal government could still come through with a stimulus package for local governments, or the county could receive more sales tax payments.
And if the data looks better than we expected, that allows us to not have to cut through the bone the way that we may have to.
The legislation gives the chief financial officer the authority to make a sweeping amount of layoffs if needed. A spokesperson for the county executive says given the severity of the problem, no department would be spared. Onondaga County already has 460 vacant positions it has not filled compared to last year. 160 people took part in an early retirement incentive. The county has cut $18 million in spending and will use $15 million in reserves to balance the budget.
Unfortunately, it's not enough.
The county legislature is expected to vote on the measure Tuesday. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.